What do Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common? Same middle name.
Okay, there was a slight delayed reaction on my
side.
I can't blame the internet lag on that one, but I feel like you both did laugh eventually. Once you got past the, oh, that was bad.
That's terrible, but I just didn't see it coming, which is what I like.
I'm going to give that a 6, Nate. I'm just going to throw it straight out there.
Oh, nice. That was quick. I like that. Straight in.
I like it.
I'll take that. I think 6 is fair. I think it's one of those classic, like, bad, good jokes. Or, sorry, good, bad jokes, you know? You kind of laugh at how bad it is.
Well, I'm glad we can start this podcast on a high. Welcome to The Pad Hoc, a podcast featuring stories following Formula One around the world. I'm Lawrence Brito, senior writer at F1.com.
I'm Chris Medland, F1 correspondent at Racer.
And I'm Nate Saunders, F1 correspondent at ESPN.
So we all sound the same, guys, but we all look very different. Baby-faced. How do you feel after shaving your beards, chaps?
Cold. My chin is cold, perpetually. We were just talking before we recorded, weren't we? And I don't hate this now, like I thought I would. It's kind of grown on me a bit. And I'm a bit more used to seeing Medders without his beard as well on this call. So I think it's a bit better. But there's still worse to come, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, it was weird when we first did it. But then, it's starting to come through a little bit. I can't try and scratch a bit of the stubble that's there. So it's like, it's kind of starting to hint that it will return, so I don't feel too bad either. But I actually shaved again today, part of it, to keep it like neat. So I don't think it's terrible, but yeah, it kind of stands out when you go from full beard to nothing, like we did on Sunday, which is nothing compared to how yours went, Barreto, from what a hairdo to this. But how is the bold life?
I'm really glad that I can see kind of a hairline starting to form. I still double take when I look in the mirror. I'm not used to it, guys. I'm just not used to it. Obviously, it was for a great cause, so I'm happy to do it. But I just look strange. I just don't look right. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever get used to it. But as I say, it's growing pretty quickly. I'm not entirely sure how happy my girlfriend is with it, but she's been very supportive. And anyway,
rumor has it that she wouldn't touch your head when she saw you with it.
That is factually accurate.
And by rumor has it, listeners, that was Barreto told us exactly that about 5 minutes ago, and then said, "There's no way I'm saying that on the podcast." So I just thought I'd say it for him.
We're all from Lawrence's here. Face when you said that, he was like, "I hate you for this." So glad you got that on.
This podcast just gets me into endless pain, chaps.
Hey, it was your idea.
It was.
We need to put this screenshot online because this looks like, for anyone who's followed previous podcasts, this looks like us when we started like 5 years ago, you know? Like if we were like, yeah, you know, going back to the Pad Hoc's early days in 2015, we're all fresh-faced youngsters. We could pretend that we'd just been doing this for years, I think.
Good idea.
It's taken years of us, so it's a good thing in many ways.
Well, so take this the right way, Barreto, but I think you've always just looked younger than your age anyway and still do.
Okay, so, that's good. I wasn't sure where you were going to go with that.
No. It was all a compliment. But I wouldn't say it's made you look any younger, but it hasn't made you look any older either. But you naturally just look younger than you actually are because you're, what, 46?
Cheeky sod. I'm only a fraction older than you chaps, I'll have you know. Though I do feel old every time I hang out with you because I'm obviously the oldest.
That fraction can still be a large fraction, can't it?
For clarity, I'm 34 years old, not 46. Unbelievable.
Whereas,
I always find it stunning that I'm the youngest one out of us.
Hang on, Barreto's trying to remember if he is 34.
I suddenly thought maybe I'm 35, but no, I'm definitely 34. Jeez, that's bad, isn't it?
Do you want us to work it out? What year were you born?
Yeah,
86.
Yeah, you are 36.
So that is 34, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, guys, it's been a long season. It's been a really long season.
It has.
I used to sleep for about a month.
Yeah, you've just got back, haven't you? What, yesterday, day before?
Day before, yeah.
I
can't even speak, guys. I'm such a part-timer.
Didn't even stay out for the young driver test. Like, there you were. You were in Abu Dhabi.
That
must count against
hours.
You. Yeah. When you go back to work. Laz, I actually had a question, work-related, about this year, because you've done so much F1. What's the thing that you think is going to stand out, other than shaving your hair and knocking your age down from about 46 to 41? What do you think will stand out for you this year when you look back, like in terms of covering it from, you know, in bubbles and stuff like that? Is there something that you're already like, that was a bit weird or that was kind of funky?
I think the fact that we spent so much time by ourselves in a weird way, because you obviously isolated a lot, you had room service a lot. I think it made me realize how enjoyable Formula One in normal times is, not always because of the job, but because of the lifestyle that you have out of it. And we all work really hard, and it's actually quite hard to spend long periods of time when you're away from your friends and family anyway, to then spend large periods of time by yourself in a room, in a hotel room. It's really hard. And I think for the first half a season, I probably didn't realize it, because like you're getting started and you just want to get it done, and you're lucky that, you know, it's all happening. But towards the end of the year, when you kind of really appreciate how this has become the norm, that's when it became really strange. That was kind of the overarching thing for me.
I thought you were going to say it was your new shoe, Bill, would be the standout thing from the year, but no, that's a much more poignant reason that you've given. So,
well, the shoe bill actually wasn't horrific, guys, because I got a lot of them on. I got like those LED shoes. How much do you think those LED shoes cost?
Oh, not enough. I know they were cheap. You said they were.
Yeah, they're like 25 quid, and they stopped working.
25 quid.
Yeah, and they've stopped working already, so that's why they cost 25 quid. But
sorry, I think I only reacted to that for dogs to hear. I said 25 quid for anyone who can't tune into that frequency.
I'm just used to him when he goes up to that frequency, so it didn't shock me.
I had a glass of water next to me, Madders, that just smashed as you said that. So
you're wearing headphones. Amazing.
I don't know whether I'm going to have to continue the shoe theme into next year, or if I need to find like another thing. Do I like do hats or like jackets or blazers, or do I just continue at shoes?
I was going to make this point.
A couple of shoes.
You've kind of set yourself up now as the guy with the shoes. It's either a thing that you do forever, or you just have to retire it like this year or next. I don't know. I don't know how you top it, because you're going to have to. Because at some point you're going to be like, I need to find like they'll be unfindable. Like the perfect pair of shoes are unfindable.
But yeah, you've kind of, because it was natural that you just became the shoe guy because you liked them and you thought, yeah, I'm going to buy more and more. Whereas if you now then think, I'm going to become the blazer guy, that's like forced, isn't it? You're like, I'm going to think of a new thing. Can't have that. People will see right through it.
That is
including
true.
Us. We'll be the people calling that out loudest.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you guys around.
I guarantee first race of next year, Medis is going to turn up in a shiny blazer. So, hey guys, call me the blazer guy. And he'll have thrown a curveball.
You joke, but the NBC crew have all the guys seem to wear a blazer whenever they're doing TV stuff. And for the last race, I think, on the Saturday, Khalil, the commentator, looked at me at one point and went, don't you have a blazer with you? And I was like, no. And he was like, but don't you know today we all have to wear blazers? Like, you're going to have to go and find one. You're going to have to go and buy one. And he was winding me up and I didn't fall for it at all. But I have noticed it is a big thing. So pretty much every broadcaster that's male either wears pale blue or white shirt, normally quite a tight one, tucked in to either blue chinos or dark jeans. And that's kind of, I think that's a Sky look on the whole. But then for lots of the others, it's a blazer over the top of a shirt, or sometimes just over the top of like a t-shirt or a jumper, which is something like Canal Plus and the French seem to go for quite a bit as well. Whereas then if you go for Movistar, like Spanish style, there's more polo shirts in that setup. So I've noticed this. Where's Bretto? Obviously, just completely flaunts the rules. And where's the shoes?
Yeah,
it's hard hitting analysis that we're giving on the different fashion styles of different F1 broadcasters.
I guarantee you will not get this anywhere else.
So yeah, people are going to be flocking to this episode. They're like, it'll be on F1 Reddit, it'll be on Twitter. People are like, guys, if you ever wanted to hear Chris Medland, the guy from Drive to Survive with a round face, digging into the fashion styles.
Very round face.
Very round. It's rounder now as well without the beard, I think.
Hey, I haven't started on Kai Abel on RTL and the fashion that he would wear. So,
well, Kai Abel is who you would be in competition with if you did become a blazer guy, because he's always had like a shiny blazer anyway. So you kind of, it would look like you were doing a cheap imitation of him.
Hmm.
He's left though, isn't he? Kai and RTL have gone. So
but his legacy lives on.
I can fill the void.
I enjoyed, Nate, when you said that, you moved slightly closer to the mic.
Yeah, do you remember last time we realised that if I speak closer, it's a bit more impactful. I don't know, does it sound more impactful?
It feels sounds more a bit impactful. Deeper. Probably means there's some levels I've got to like play around with even more. But a really good video actually the other day. People won't be aware of this. But on Sunday night in Abu Dhabi, when Bretto finally came to join us, when he left the paddock and went to his hotel room, and we did a nice video to say thank you to everyone for all the amazing fundraising. And it kept getting interrupted by fan calls that were on Bretto's phone. But there was some really good stuff in there. And I can't remember what half it was. I just remember finishing and thinking, this is quite good. Tried to clip it up for Twitter and it was way too long. So nobody would have actually seen it. But the main point of it was, thank you very much for raising over £5,000 for Prostate Cancer UK. All because Bretto took the hair off his head.
And you took your beards off. I genuinely cannot believe we have raised that much money for us to just shave. Like, when you say it like that, it is insane, isn't it? I just think it's incredible. So thank you so much for everyone for their support. It's great for Prostate Cancer UK, especially in this year where I imagine charities probably haven't had the income that they would have had because it's been so difficult. So guys, thanks for losing your beards. I really appreciate it. Thanks to those who had too much enjoyment shaving my head in the paddock. I have got a video of it, but it's about 20 minutes long. So I'm trying to do a speeded up version. So, and then find somewhere to put it on our social channels.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that. Big time.
It was, I remember when the clipper first went in. So Michelle did like the first, our travel manager, she did the first one and she just got stuck in. She literally just went bush all the way down the middle. Second time, bush all the way down third, and started pulling the hair, but I had to man up and like not go, oh, that hurts. And then she did the first bit in the middle, and then it kind of had like, you know, when you've got like a ring of hair around the side, like a halo, sort of.
Like a monk.
and I remember Steve Jones, our cameraman, looking at me with a face of like, oh, this is not going well. This has been a mistake. And like, he's the most like honest person I know, I think, in the paddock. And I was like, oh, if he's thinking that, this must be bad. But once all the hair came off, it was fine.
Was it though?
I could. Yeah, it's fine. Because of what I've done it for. So it is fine. It'll grow back. It's already growing back. So
a little. Yeah. I mean, it is going to be a long time until you get your previous hairdo.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm going to get it back to the length it was by Australia. I don't think it's going to even be then.
No, I think it's summer. Like,
yeah, so we're talking like half a year of inadequate hair.
I'm not sure what's going to come first, your hairdo coming back or us being like free again from coronavirus. It's going to be a close race.
I hope it, for your sakes and mine, I hope it's that we are free before my hair comes back.
Me too, but if not, then you can, I know, congratulate yourself for your speed.
Next year's going to be different, guys. I've just decided.
Well, when we are free, we can just get Lawrence to shave his hair again in celebration.
Yes, great idea. Do you know, we're not the only ones now who've talked about head shaving on bets. So I felt like this plug was required because it got plugged for us as well. But Luke Smith over at Autosport, doing his Is It Just Me podcast with Jess, said that he would shave his head if Mercedes replaced Lewis with Russell, I think it was, after what happened in Bahrain for next year. because as we record now, Lewis still doesn't have a contract for next season. Mm-hmm. Actually, it might have been Bottas with Russell, to be fair. It was George getting a Merck seat in 2021 anyway. So if George Russell was a full-time Mercedes driver in 2021, Luke said he'd shave his head.
So, fair play.
Yeah, I like this. I think we've set a trend here.
If those stakes aren't worth Mercedes making that call, then I don't know what. What else could there be?
Mercedes, we know you're listening. Make it happen. Actually, we don't, because they hardly anyone is.
Toto Wolff, we know, is an avid listener. Probably, maybe. Can't get enough of the podcast, is what he said, maybe, previously.
Possibly.
Once.
Well, I killed the episode there, didn't I? Sorry about that.
We've got our disclaimers.
I don't know why I did that.
Medders, I want to know then, as we're on this topic, what will it take for you to shave your head?
See, I was going to bring this up because I feel like Medders got away with one here, because I would have shaved, if I had a full head of hair, I would have happily done that.
That's because you normally have it short.
Yeah, but that's my point. Like, I do that all the time anyway. So for me, shaving my head wasn't a big deal. So I do that every week. It would have just been like, all right, I'm raising money to just do my Monday morning shave. But Medders, you can get away with one, mate.
Now, firstly, Nate, back in your box, because we delayed our beard shaving for you to have a date, because we want to help your chances. Now, I don't want to be single again, and that would definitely happen if I shaved his head. So maybe if there was something big next year to raise money as well, I'd consider it. But it was Barreto Singh. We just basically took an idea and ran with it for Barreto, and then everyone started trying to throw me under the bus as well. And I committed to getting my legs waxed, which I'm massively regretting, but that's going to be Friday. So that's going to hurt way more.
Yeah, I'm gonna shave them. I'm not waxing them.
Yeah, to be fair, I was the only one who said I'd wax, because I felt like, admittedly, my beard was going to grow back quickest, and I'd just about get away with that. So,
to be fair, Medders, the waxing element is impressive. Because
I'm getting a lawyer to listen back to that episode to see if there's any loopholes to get out of the leg bit. But, so I'll be in touch.
Well, it's because we agreed that we'd do it at £1,500. Because of the second donation we got. And at that point, we had, I don't know, like £50 raised. Actually, they might have put in a bit more. But you thought, well, okay, like if we can get the £1,500, that'd be great. So, okay, we'll go for it. And we ended up with over £5,000. Thank God we didn't go for anything more crazy.
Well, the thing was, I seem to remember, guys, that you were quite keen to maybe, well, specifically you, Medlin, add more things in. Can you imagine what would have happened? We'd have ended up with no hair on our bodies at the end of this.
Yeah, that would have been a cold, cold winter.
So I did listen back to the episode, and it's just Medders saying, and then we'll do this. And it's like, well, and then it's like, dude, shut up. Like, I wish at some point someone had stepped in and been like, right, we're going to cut all this out. And then Medders is the one editing the episode, so I'm just going to keep all that in, all those extra bits I'm adding.
I think Barreto did hope that I was actually going to completely cut out the fact that we made a real thing out of, if we raise enough money, he would shave his head. Because early, it was early in that episode, he said it, and then it was, you know, a bit of a laugh, and he was like, oh, £500 I'd do it for. But then I remember halfway through the episode, I screenshotted it actually the other day and put it on Twitter. About halfway through, it dawned on him what he'd roughly agreed to. And I think afterwards he wanted to be like, that was just a joke, right? But nope, I made sure it was out there.
No jokes on this podcast, eh, Nate?
Nate was on his phone.
I was just listening, but I was also like, oh, what a good podcast this has been. I got a 6 out of 10. You know, people like my jokes, and then Lazar with the dagger in the heart.
You know, I'm only joking, Nate. You know, I'm only joking.
I did stop myself telling a bad joke earlier when you're talking about you got a good deal on your shoes. I was going to say that whenever I buy shoes, I try and look for shoes that are buy one, get one free.
Very good. Oh, God. That took Barreto a while as well. Is that a proper...
Technically, all shoes are buy one, get one free, right? They never specify that you're buying two pairs for that amount.
It's assumed, surely, that you're buying a pair, Nate. Come on.
Sorry, a pair for... Yeah. Yeah, but you're buying one shoe and you're getting the other one for free, right?
All right, I guess. Okay, so we're committed then, guys, to Friday. And the leg shaving, right?
Yeah, just because people aren't...
Pending review of the episode by my legal team. But yeah, yeah.
I've just had an image of like a team of people sat around one of those big boardroom desks going, how can we get Nate out of this? How can we get him out?
They've got a transcript. They're like, this word here, we're going to rest it on this word that Meta said, and it doesn't quite specify that they'll all do it.
I was about to say, I think it'd be a hell of a legal team that would have to go through this podcast. Can you imagine some of the stuff that we've said?
I know. I'd be like, specifically that bit of the episode, don't listen to anything else.
Yeah. But it's fun. I had quite a few people actually message after the season ended, and I did the traditional Sunday night tweet of that's all the races. But I also looked at tangent, but I love how most people seem to then think everyone is then on holiday from Monday morning until Australia. And it's like, no, there's a hell of a lot of work we have to do over the winter. Teams even more so. There's like certain departments of the teams have been traveling all year. Then they've got to go back and do loads of stuff before Christmas. Then they've got to do pre-season planning, and they just never stop. So anyway, I was going to say one of the replies to that, though, was someone checking that we were going to keep doing the podcast over the off season. And I was like, hell yeah. Nate's got a budding career as a comedian to work on.
Yeah, it needs a lot of work. So I think we need the whole of January to work on that.
Yeah, but we'll do one. I think we should do a Christmas special next week.
Yeah, that works.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. The response I got, listeners, was two blank faces of like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, what's the thing? Well, I know the theme is Christmas, but like, what are we going to talk about?
Well, you have to sing the entire time. Bretta, okay. In that 12 Days of Christmas kind of tune.
Okay.
You can wear your elf hat.
Yeah.
I've got a t-shirt I could wear.
Yes. Oh, I need to dig in my Christmas jumpers.
Exactly. We'll crack them out because, you know, people will know.
I don't have any of that stuff. I'm not really
you've got a week. You've got a week to buy some.
Nate, this seems like a conversation we need to have on a podcast. I don't really get this stuff.
I might buy, I saw a Baby Yoda one. I might get that.
Oh, you need to steer clear of babies, don't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, what have you got against Baby Yoda? Is he ugly Baby Yoda?
No, Baby Yoda is better looking than most human babies. So make of that what you will.
And so it begins.
Nate, how much abuse did you get for the baby chat?
Well, a lot of people messaged me about it and just was like, why do you hate babies? And a friend of mine who listens to it, who has just had a baby, was like, did you include, is my baby included in that? To which I had to say no comment. So played it professionally. But yeah, no, it's all right. Yeah, I think people understood. I'm trying to get a movement going.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. Is what I'm going to say to that.
Movement of one.
People tuned in for potentially kind of random F1 travel related stories and ended up being brainwashed by Nate about how much they hate babies. So I didn't see it going this way, to be fair, this year. This is something I will take out of 2020, is this podcast.
Yes. Yeah. What else would you take out of 2020, Medis? And Nate,
not a lot.
You think too. You ever thought, put your thinking hat on.
The F1 NFL Fantasy League that I set up.
Oh, yes.
That we're all in. That's my big achievement of the year. That's what I'll tell my kids and my grandkids.
And I'm not going to finish last in it, guys. Stage. Delighted that I'm not going to finish last.
Yeah, you won that's playoff good, game, actually. Didn't you?
That could be our episode, Meadows. If we both win our games this week, we could do a preview-ish. We can just smack talk each other before the final.
You've already now made sure that no one listens to the next episode by telling people that's coming.
It won't be about NFL. It'll just be about our mutual disdain of each other.
Oh, that works.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I could do
I'm
that.
A fan of that.
I could do that. That's getting exciting, actually. It was really weird this weekend having no game. So I topped our league, so got a bye week. Yeah, just dropping that in there. Clang. And but that meant I had no game this week because it was the first round of the playoffs. And it was really odd because I also scored really well. I'd have won like any of the games. I think I was the top scorer from our section. And I got over 140 points. I was very happy with myself, but I wasn't playing anyone. And then next week, I'll probably get nothing. Yeah.
For naught.
Yeah, so...
Because you did enjoy bigging yourself up there, Meadows, didn't you?
Oh, of course, yeah. Wow. Well, you asked what I would take out 2020.
His beard grew back about 3 inches.
It's like when a dog wags its tail, gets excited, as my beard just grows. You asked what I take out of 2020, and I was like, not like from a work perspective, there's not really a lot, is there? It's kind of, it's been such an odd, rubbish year from that front. So kind of F1 related was my domination of the regular season of the NFL Fantasy League. But, there must be something. I just genuinely can't think of it right now. Come back.
Nate, you got anything?
Well, mine was the Fantasy League.
No, like a proper answer, Nate. Come on.
Berettas was a good
answer. I lost a lot of weight this year, so that's good.
Oh, fair play.
How heavy was your beard?
Yeah, it was about 15 kilos. It's amazing. I can stand up now. I don't know. It's hard when people put you on the spot. I've realized this is what drivers must feel when we're like, sum up your season in a word, and they're like, what? Hate it.
Finished.
yeah. Over. Done. It's hard this year, isn't it? Because it feels like we've just been indoors for like most of the year. So yeah, like I don't think holiday wise, like no one's really been on a holiday, like properly. Anyway, I haven't.
I got to explore a bit of Italy during the Monza Mugello leg. That was quite cool.
Did a bit. You were in Lake Como, weren't you?
Yeah, it was Lake Como for the Monza race, which is a bit of a drive each day, but nothing too bad, especially with the fact that it was behind closed doors. And then drove down to Portofino and that sort of coast, and then down to Florence. So that was all very nice. And stayed in Florence, which again was a bit of a drive each day, but worth it because there weren't many fans and it was nice roads and nice city to be in. So yeah, kind of that was all right. That was when, September. So it was when Europe was kind of at its most normal and Italy was pretty normal. So managed to get what felt like a bit more of a normal kind of couple of days in between races. But that's been it. Yeah, like Nate says, like, got no idea. I really want to go to Daytona again. I normally do that every year in January. And now obviously Kevin Magnussen's going to be heading over there. And it's just always a really fun race to go and do. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to go and do that. So
I'd love to do that as well.
We should do it we should all go. People can give us more money. They can pay for us to go and we will record the pod there and you'll know no difference, but we'll have fun.
Yeah. But we'll be there. So that'd be great. Oh, reminds me of the fact that this year, we went to Barbados.
Yeah.
And then we went to Chicago.
Well, you say we did. It's not quite true, is it? You two did.
Well,
and
Nate,
I didn't go.
And I like to say that you had the option, Nate, didn't you?
It's not how I remember it, but probably how it was actually in real life. Yeah. No, I think I did.
Certainly
not
Chicago,
to the Barbados bit. I had the option to go to Chicago.
The Chicago
but not Barbados. So I was like, yeah, and you guys weren't there for long enough. So that was my... And Chicago at that time of year is pretty cold, right?
It was so cold. Yeah. Like,
so I didn't want to go just for like a, you know, an ice trip.
I think I went for an ice trip because me and Meditz flew back to the UK to then fly straight back out to Chicago. Where I stayed for 5 days, I think.
Yeah, and I think we got down on Monday, and then on the Wednesday I had to head down to Daytona. We got some ice hockey in. Mm-hmm. We saw the Blackhawks, and we got to walk around a bit. It was freezing. It's true. It was like -5, -6. Like there was snow everywhere and things, but it was cool. We went to a rooftop bar. Which actually I've been to with Nate, the one that me, you, and my friend Dave went to, Nate, in the summer when we did our road trip. I think it's called like London House.
Oh, yeah.
And it overlooks the river and stuff. Yeah, we went up there. So listeners, right, talk amongst yourselves. We're just reminiscing over holidays. it would be good to... That would be, if there's like a 2021 thing, which I'm sure we'll do properly at a future episode, but hopes for 2021, it's just a bit more like ability to get outside, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, save across all this for board. Our Chicago episode that we'll do. Chicago sightseeing with the pad hoc.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like a new strand of the pad hoc travel, like a travel documentary. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, different landmarks, travel and tourist attractions. Get in touch, we will plug your place for money. In fact, we'll do it for free because we're idiots. But,
right, chaps, yeah, before we descend into more, before we lose any more listeners, should we say, should we end it there?
Yeah, I need to go and prepare for my legs getting waxed.
Oh, yeah, so next time we catch up, we will all have. Well, you'll have waxed legs. Nate and I will have shaved legs.
I wonder
legs.
If people will be able to tell the difference. We'll be talking. Well, other than us mentioning it. They're like, these guys sound like, they sound different. They sound more free.
Higher pitch.
They sound ashamed. Yeah. Sad, cold,
broke,
broken men.
I've just thought of the Christmas special. Will be part of it. Will be. We'll have to pick our best story, best. So not like something depressing and negative about the fact that we've been locked in rooms. Something good about Formula One in 2020 that we've experienced. However that may be. I'm trying to work out, like, Nate's is definitely going to be like a podcast thing. I'm trying to think what stupid things he's had drivers say on the ESPN podcast, but it's going to be something like that, I reckon. But yeah, that you've got a whole week, and it means it will be more. Oh,
well, now I can't come up with it that, because it'll look like Meta's got it right. It'll look like Meta's guessed, and I'm really predictable. So I'm going to have to talk about something different.
Oh, I was very impressed by what you did.
Oh yeah, true. We'll see. I'll have a listen back. We did do some good stuff on the ESPN podcast this year. So maybe it will be that.
There we go.
Maybe not.
Or maybe not. Ooh. Maybe it'll be one of my jokes.
Ooh.
Maybe it'll be the Whitney Houston joke. I'll just retell that.
Is this joke going to be Christmas themed?
Yeah, it has to be.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's make it Christmas themed.
Can it be your own joke?
Ho, ho, ho. Should I try and write? I'll try and write a Christmas joke.
Yeah, try and write us a Christmas joke. You've got a week.
All right. Shit,
and
okay.
I will... if I laugh, I will donate.
You'll shave your hair off.
No, I was going to say I'll donate 25 quid to the charity of your choice if you can just make me laugh with your own joke.
Wow, okay.
Okay, deal. I'll join that.
So there you go.
Okay, so, but then if I don't make you laugh, my favourite charity is out 50 quid because I'm not funny.
Well, no, because they weren't going to get it in the first place. So
that's motivation for you, Dave.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah.
Okay.
You could do it. I've got every faith in you, Nate.
I'll go get to work on it right now.
Good.
All right, chaps. Well, thank you very much. And thanks to everyone who's still listening. Please remember to hit subscribe and follow us on our social channels. You can read Meadows' work on... Did I say read or read?
I think he said read. Read my work. That went well.
You can read his work.
I was going to say, here's an episode where we don't really say a lot at all. And then he can't even say the word read at the end of it. So we have definitely regressed. Nate's right. We can just use this as the example of when we first started out.
And this is what we hoped to achieve.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to run out before you can record the end, Barretto.
Oh, well, I bet be quick. Better be quick now.
He can deal with the pressure.
So, Meadows, you can... No, I don't know if I can. You can read Meadows' work on racer.com, Nate's work on ESPN.com, and my work on F1.com. Thanks again for joining, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.